Hold on, Jason. We have to interrupt you. Dwayne Wade is in the room, and he said something rude to me. Hold on. Now, wait a minute. I've told all these stories about you, and you have to determine if they're accurate. I claim the only reason you really remember me is that you used to tape all the games at the Bradley Center, and watching those tapes, they gave you the radio and not the TV, so you would listen to Homer and George Thompson. Is that true?
True.
D-Wade, Tidal Wade, Microwave. You heard all that.
And then I start muting it. No, I heard all that. Like, Microwave for me, it was so cool. Like, you guys were, like, you guys were my entertainment. You guys were my, you know, my TNT, my ESPN, all that, right? Like,
but it shouldn't have been that way. For some reason, they couldn't get the audio from TV, which is what normally occurs, right?
We had a little budget back then. You know, it's a little different now around here, Marquette. Yeah. You know, look at Prez. Look how he dressed. It's a little different.
Did he take you out for a run?
No, I can't get down with Prez. He's in way better shape than I am.
I know, but
he didn't go to the golf center.
Yeah.
It's a golf game.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
What's up, bro?
All right, so you're now an owner, right? You're part owner of the Utah Jazz.
I'm an investor.
Because I wanted to maybe get him as GM. I think.
And I don't want to be GM.
I call myself an investor into the Utah Jazz. I'm not an owner of it, but I'm an investor.
Okay. Anything you want to tell the world?
Can we at least get him on his own mic so he can hear?
Maybe he's good.
Pebble, turn that one on for him. Yeah, so he can hear.
This is the world right here?
That's the one right there. Yeah.
Hello, can you guys hear me out there?
Is this thing on?
Is it on?
Yes.
All right, so first of all, Homer, I just wanted to come by and show you some love.
You do remember me.
You have one of the voices that just rings. Oh, if my eyes are closed and I'm sleeping, I hear your voice, I remember it. You were one of the first voices that I heard.
Even when he's bad, he's good. And when he's good, he's real good.
Yeah. So I just wanted to stop by and just show you some love. Every time I see you, I have to. You know, you're a part of this journey. You know, tonight is a big night for our team to celebrate, our 20th year of going to the Final Four. And you were right there. You guys were there. You know what I mean? Like, it was an amazing time. So, yes, I remember, you know, everyone who was a part of this ride with us. We don't do it without all of you guys. So thank you.
Now, do you remember the greatest moment ever for Marquette basketball with you after beating Kentucky and talking to George Thompson, the late George Thompson now?
Yes, I do.
I remember because George never thought he would ever say somebody was better than he was. He might have talked to him. The greatest of all time to you.
That was a special moment.
What you've done and what you will do. Yep. Damn, he hit it.
He did. And that meant a lot to me. You know, I still don't, you know, I don't walk around and say I'm the greatest, but for him to say that at that time, I knew I had just done something special, and to get that nod from George, someone who was there, you know, when we wasn't as good, and he was in my ear, he would come to me at the games telling me what I need to do, and to get that nod from him was something that was special to me. So I definitely remember that moment.
So, you know, I had a little battle with Todd Townsend because I said, dude, you guys were nothing without Dwayne Wade. He said, what do you mean? Don't we count? I said, of course you count. I don't count either. We all benefited from the fact that you were here.
Yeah. That's true.
Yeah,
and I benefited from the fact that everybody was around me as well. So we all benefited from each other.
And lastly, Father Wild. I didn't know. They had to go to Father Wild and ask him to approve you coming to the school because they'd never done it.
I was a Prop 48. I was the first one in Marquette history.
Yeah, ever.
Yeah, so that's what my appreciation for, you know, Marquette opened their arms for me, accepting me, and like I said, having patience with me as I went down this journey of being as part of this university. It was a little tough at first for me, but the patience that was given to me here, the grace that was given to me, is the same thing I try to return. So grace for everybody. I love you guys.
No, wait. I got one.
I got things to do.
I got one apology.
I got a busy schedule.
I said, if you were in a basketball, what would you be? And you said, I'd be an actor. My hero's Denzel Washington. I remember thinking, ain't no way.
You remember everything.
And I was wrong. You're as good doing that as you are playing basketball.
I don't know about all that, but yeah, you got it.
Yes.
How you remember that?
Because
I thought you were crazy. That's why I remember it. D. Wade. We'll break next.